Let's get the show going, audience!
Turn it down!
Wait, what?
Turn this racket down.
What?
Turn this ruckus down.
What?
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
And the lights are on full blast.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Good morning.
You know, this is the last day of Mitch for like a whole week. No, you'll be here Monday. Never mind.
No. Will I?
I don't know.
I guess I can do that. I can do that.
Don't you have a show Monday?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I have a show on Monday. But that's also the day that I get my wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hoping I'd get out of that just like to prepare.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
but maybe I can still do that.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, cool.
So,
thanks.
Good morning.
I'm not talking to you about this right now. You are in the absolute worst mood.
I'm not.
This is what
I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
My alarm didn't go off correctly this morning. Imagine that.
That's so interesting.
Imagine that, iOS 7.
Well, don't blame iOS 7.
I am.
It's a user error.
No, it's not. It's
user error.
It's iPhone 4 error. I'm telling you, there's a conspiracy. It's called putting out a new operating system when they're putting out a new phone so that they can make you buy a new phone because your old phone now is really not cool. Running correctly.
Look at this, something really cool. My phone now has a flashlight.
Oh, gosh. Happy Friday.
I was really excited about that.
I am actually pretty excited for today. It is Pay It Forward Friday. I've already got multiple stories.
I saw that. You've been looking throughout the days.
Yeah. I've been preparing for this day. I like hearing good stories.
Mm-hmm.
I am so tired of watching the news and seeing nothing but awful stories. So
yeah, you can even. I was gonna say but I don't even want to repeat any of this stuff
right,
that you
exactly.
see on the news.
So I got some good stuff.
Cool.
I've got the good stuff today.
It's exciting.
It's Friday, and so you want to wake up. You want to wake up, and you want to feel happy and positive, and like you could conquer the world today.
And I felt like when you walked in, that's exactly what I felt like.
See, exactly.
So I was like,
it's just infectious.
I was like, morning, and then your response was just like.
It was amazing, right? You were just ready to conquer the world after that.
Yeah. I was so happy. So, good morning.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And since Matt's not here,
yeah,
it's Fun Joke Friday.
It's not Fun Joke Friday, unfortunately, until 10 a.m.
It's Fun Joke Friday. All dang day.
So... The good news is, though, I've realized something. I think I know why. I'm gonna be honest. I know why my routine is thrown off. Because Matt, my normal co-host here, right there.
Is he a morning person?
He is a morning person. And so even when I'm cranky in the morning, he's like, oh, hey, buddy, come on. And he's like making me get up. From the moment I'm up. Because I'm up and we're both walking around and I'm like, hey. And he's like, hey. And he's all excited and he always makes like those freaky raw egg shakes.
Yeah.
He's one of those people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And so
yeah,
he's got
breakfast.
Yeah, no, but he's got like the crazy like rocky. So he's got a blender in the morning and it's just like you kind of have to get up. And then all the way here, you know, it's like a 20-minute drive.
He's talking.
No, all the way here, he's talking
and drumming.
But not to where I can just like nod. It's like expected conversation. So this morning, I was like, you know what? I recognize that I am in a grumpy mood. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pretend like Matt's here.
You are so weird.
Because I figure the reason that I have been coming to work pseudo grumpy the last 48 hours is because I haven't had a passenger in the car in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so usually that's just like kind of quiet time. And so with Matt in the car, it's become not quiet time. And we pray together and we just talk, you know, whatever. And so it's like, I'm going to try this by myself without Matt and pretend like Matt's here. It didn't work.
Failed.
Yeah.
Failed.
I tried. I tried really hard, but unfortunately, he wasn't responding to any of my questions. And then I was just getting angrier because I'm like,
you know,
why
I
aren't you
feel.
Answering me?
Now you know how I feel.
Why aren't you answering me? Oh, you're not here. Yeah.
He's probably awake. Give him a call.
Yeah. Yep. It is Friday. We're so happy you joined us. So happy
I'm
to be
so
here.
Happy that you joined us.
We got an email, actually, that I can't wait to... I'm going to try and call this guy this morning. His name's Lance. He's got a website called I Am Fading West. And if that sounds familiar, it's because there's a new Switchfoot record called Fading West. Their EP released this last Tuesday. And does it coincide? Yeah, a little bit. Found this guy's story and started checking it out. And sure enough, I thought I saw something that resembled Lance at the state fair, but it's
that's
the state
so weird
fair.
That
you never
you
know.
Recognized like someone that you're like, hey, that looks like someone I've never seen before.
Yeah. So last night I went to his website to check it out, and sure enough, he had photos from the New Mexico State Fair because he's walking through Albuquerque. Yes, walking. So I'm gonna try and call him this morning. We'll see if we can't get him on the air to talk about what he's doing currently. That's gonna be exciting.
That's so cool.
It is Pay It Forward Friday. It's also Random Phone Call Friday. Static.
Hi, this is Random Phone Call Bill.
Hey,
hi.
Bill.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
I'm so glad that you guys are. I can find you no matter where I'm at. Yeah. I'm in a moving van coming across the United States right now.
Wow.
And it is absolutely miserable because it only tops out at about 65 miles an hour.
Ugh. Oh, that's miserable.
It sounds terrible. My day suddenly sounds so much better.
Yeah, see?
See,
that's why I called.
That's good. So you driving from Michigan all the way back to New Mexico currently.
You got it. I got my house behind me in the box of the truck, and I'm on the other side of Chicago right now. So
wow.
Careful in Chicago.
We just found out yesterday, FYI, murder capital of America. So they took over New York. So if you have to get gas, don't stop in Chicago.
Yeah, I'll be passing through.
Yeah,
so.
Cool.
Very, okay.
Good idea.
Be careful.
I got a request for a song.
Yes.
Okay, since I have to go so far, can you play Far by Canopy Climbers?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say So Far Away by House of Heroes, but Far by Canopy Climbers.
You don't want us to play Stuck?
Oh, man. See, come on.
Yeah, Stuck would work, too.
No, we'll play Far.
Hey, whatever you guys want to play is fine with me. I'm just glad I can find you no matter where I'm at.
Yeah.
All right, man. It's good to hear you.
Be safe.
Okay, guys.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Hopefully he heeds my advice.
Pray for Bill. Driving across the country.
Yes, he is.
Sort of, except not. Because it's just like north to south, right?
Because
isn't Michigan... I mean, it's like directly above us, right?
You're
That's
wrong.
Where all the lakes
you're
are.
Definitely
wrong. Yep, APS. Yeah. APS.
Also, we'd have to actually call this guy, because I was like, maybe he could come in studio, but he'd have to walk. So, just...
Yeah, we'll definitely hit up Lance and see what's going on there. I know he has... certain destination points, and he's walking to Grants, I believe, today. So,
wow.
Speaking of, yeah, when we talked to him, I know he had been asking on the Facebook community page, hey, if you guys know of any cool homes in Grants, need a place to stay, because he's got, like,
that's cool.
Host homes, basically, as he's walking from Texas. And so, yeah, really cool story.
That
we'll talk to
so
him.
Rad.
And, yeah, for this one going out to Bill, who's so far away. I'm going
to
play that House of Heroes song because it's stuck in my head, but I'll just...
It's one of those now.
I'll start with the request.
We're going to play a lot of Far songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yep.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news.
Oh, I've missed that.
If your hubby has been letting himself go a bit, here is why. Men give up trying to be trendy and cool at the age of 46, so keep trying.
What are you talking about? I'm cool. I'm hip. Just referenced an old Austin Powers movie.
Most say...
I gotta go lie down.
Yeah, you need to stop. Most say they're not in great shape anymore and have stopped worrying about how they look, and a third of guys could care less, which is inappropriate, it's couldn't care less, about the health implications of what they eat. What's behind this laziness? You may be able to blame marriage. Two-thirds
Stop
of guys
this.
Say it's normal to give up worrying about your appearance once you get hitched. Women also give up caring, but not until the age of 59.
Mm-hmm.
Life on Earth, possibly coming to an end.
Oh.
according to this dumb report. Like any good mother, at some point, the good earth isn't going to support us anymore. I'm reading this verbatim, just so everyone knows. People, and indeed all life, is just a phase the planet is going through, and like all phases, ours will come to an end.
Ah, yes.
Astrobiologists have estimated that the earth will sustain life for at least another 1.74 billion years.
Oh, okay, all right. And but then you gotta get out.
But then
you gotta get your own place, bro. Yeah. You've been hanging out on Mother Earth too long.
You know what they say? You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Wow.
Basically, they think that the hot zone of the sun is gonna be crazy, and the temperature's gonna be so high that the sea's gonna evaporate, and we're gonna see crazy things happen.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Probably not.
Good job, science.
Yes. Science.
Not all science, just that specifically. Because you say that, then people are like, see, they don't believe in science. Shut up. Stupid.
In other news, according to a new report, a smartphone has more germs than the toilet.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's disgusting.
I believe that.
That's vile.
I have children who, like, drool. Well, one of them does.
Like,
the other ones are, like, older. They don't drool anymore. And touch it and then don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom.
Oh,
I'm like,
gross.
Wash your hands. No, don't touch my iPad. Gross.
That's vile.
I believe that.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
I believe that.
Also, a federal appeals court ruled that liking something on Facebook is protected by the First Amendment.
What?
So you can like whatever you want on Facebook and it's okay. You can't get in trouble for it.
I guess that's kind of important in the sense that people have known to lose their jobs over their Facebook whateverings.
Yes, exactly.
Hmm.
And are you ready for this one?
I think so.
I think you are. David Reese is getting bored sharpening pencils for money.
I just printed that.
Are you kidding me?
Here you go.
Okay, well,
there you go. There's the whole story.
Oh, cool.
The entire story.
Okay. He's the author of How to Sharpen Pencils.
Right.
A practical and theoretical treatise. Is it treatise?
Sure.
It's
Armitage.
Artisanal craft of pencil sharpening. He has been sharpening pencils for a while. He charges $35 to sharpen each pencil.
No bigs.
And to this date, he has sharpened 1,804 pencils.
Yeah.
He says he's growing weary of the work and is thinking about closing his business.
He seriously has a business and gets paid $35 a pencil to sharpen a pencil.
This isn't a joke, by the way.
No.
He says the whole point of the business...
Get it, point.
...is to remind people to appreciate yellow number 2 pencils because they're really cool and interesting. Mm-hmm. I see his point. So, as he nears the nice round number of 2,000 sharpenings, Reese suggests that soon he'd like to just clean out his sharpeners for good.
Yep.
What? That's the weirdest job in the entire world.
Yeah, I was reading his story. He was a political cartoonist.
That's pretty awesome.
And then he left his job doing that to work for the 2010 census, where he spent all day recording his findings with the number 2 pencil. And you could never just get it sharpened correctly enough, but he could because he was a cartoonist, so he knows the art of correctly sharpening a pencil, and apparently his pencil sharpenings are so amazing. It's not a fluke. Dude makes $35 per pencil.
So I
to sharpen a pencil!
Okay, so you know when you go into a slushy or smoothie shop and you get a really good smoothie and the person worked a long time, and then you go outside and something happens and it spills everywhere, and you're like, no! Please, can I have another one? And they're like, yeah, of course. What if you start you get this pencil and you start writing and the whole lead just falls out? You know how sometimes it does that or it breaks?
Not when Tim's sharpening.
Obviously. What if he has a faulty sharpening? Is he going to resharpen it like for free? Because it's $35 a pencil.
Yeah, I gotcha. I'm pretty sure it's like only sharpening specialty people's pencils. Like maybe he goes over to Marvel in DC and is like, hey, comic book artist guys, let me show you how to sharpen that pencil. I highly doubt that it's just like the fourth grader over at like Brooklyn Middle School. But that's middle school, so that wouldn't be fourth grade. I'm going to lie down.
Stand up.
I'm so tired.
Oh, yep. That was your breaking news,
actually. Oh, sweet. Perfect.
So...
Good news coming up at 6:45.
Birthdays.
If you'd like to get a birthday shout-out in, email us, studio@mystaticradio.com.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning. On Static Radio.
Stop forcing me to do things I don't want to do.
Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday. Blah.
Coming up, Pay It Forward Friday. Also, we're going to be doing some Fading West Friday. Do you like that?
Hey. Yeah?
I'm pretty stoked. I'm talking with Lance. I am Fading West. If you don't know his story, facebook.com/I am Fading West.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty rad story, except I keep saying rad story. What's rad is the response of him, because it's actually a pretty gnarly story. Spreading the word of hope, love, second chances, God's redemption. It's pretty incredible. So, hopefully going to get him in the show, on the show, this morning.
That'd be cool.
That's later in the day. You know what is right now?
What?
6:45. Which means birthdays is right now.
Hey!
You want to get a birthday shout-out in? We do this every day at 6:45. Studio@mystaticradio.com. That's our email address here in the studio.
It's truth.
Stever.
Hey.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Mitch.
Hi.
Tell Grumpy Gills that I'm the Philadelphia fan.
Hey, he's the Philadelphia fan.
Yeah.
Does that mean your team's not doing well?
Oh, dude. They suck.
You know what? I got to say this. After five turnovers and we're only one touchdown behind, I was like, man, these guys don't want to win this game.
I feel sorry for everyone who had Michael Vick last night
in their
fantasy football.
I did.
Oh, gosh. Did he give you negative points?
I don't know.
Or
Deshaun. I had Deshaun, too.
Oh, yes, definitely possible when you're throwing interceptions every six passes or so.
So anyway, that's football.
I assumed at halftime they retired Donovan McNabb's number and everybody would have been so amped on number five they would have... And it would
Maybe
have
Donovan should have come in last
he
night.
He probably should have come in last night.
263rd day of 2013.
102.
102
days remaining.
Yeah.
Till my party.
Till his big party.
I'm not having a party.
He's having a party. It's going to be really awkward when I show up. I'm like, hey, I'm here.
The end of the year is nearly here.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Seuss.
I don't know what this is. Survivor.
The actor played Kmart. In the Resident Evil film series.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
There was a character named Kmart.
Yeah.
Kmart?
It says Kmart.
In the Resident Evil film series. Gosh.
Never watched it.
Neither did I.
I saw a couple because I used to love the video game. I have no idea.
What else were they in?
Anything else they were in?
I didn't look at it.
No. Can you give us a hint or just tell us their name?
Yeah, they're 22 years old. Spencer Locke today.
Oh, okay, 20, cool, yeah.
22 years.
Spencer Locke, 22.
You just gave us the age.
My
guess is 22.
And actually I looked for music for these guys, but I thought, I'll just play their dad's music.
Oh, okay.
Gunnar and Matthew Nelson of Nelson.
Oh, man, why didn't you play Nelson?
No.
Bro?
No.
I can't remember how their song goes.
Ricky Nelson, their dad here.
Yeah. Sweet Mary. The brothers Nelson.
Gunnar and Matthew.
They are
46.
50.
They're actually 46.
Oh, man. Woo! All right. There you go.
I win! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is for those people at the fair who love hearing this.
Yeah. Good job, you. You got one right.
Yes.
But you're not even enjoying the moment.
No,
you're
I'm enjoying... Why can't they do two things at once?
I don't know.
Cowbell.
It's,
so much
it's
cowbell.
Not Tom Jones's birthday.
She's the lady.
But probably one of the classiest actresses. We were talking about her the other day, Steve-O.
Classiest actresses. Julia
Ever.
Roberts.
No, longer ago.
And it's not Sophia Loren.
It is Sophia
it's
Loren.
Sophia Loren.
Sophia Loren. It was It was Raquel Welch's birthday the other day, Steve-O.
And I mentioned...
Yes.
Yeah. Sophia Loren. She is... 67, looks about 40.
63.
79.
Wow.
And that's wrong. That's
she
wrong.
Still looks really, really young.
Yeah, she does.
She's so classy.
Yeah. All right, so from the Brady Bunch movie...
Here's the story.
Office Space and Talladega Nights.
Oh, I don't know anything besides Will Ferrell.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask.
The boss from Office Space. What is his name?
I don't know.
Gary Cole.
Gary Cole!
Yeah.
Yes! High-fiving you, Gary, wherever you are.
So creepy, man.
Gosh. He plays a great creepy dude.
He played Greg Brady, or not Greg Brady, he played Dad Brady. What's Dad's name?
Yeah, Mike.
Dad. Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch movie.
That's right.
And he played Will Ferrell's dad in Talladega Nights.
Yes, he did.
Funny.
He's also in a show that my wife watches that I do not watch that I've seen in the background while she's watching it.
Meaning you've watched it.
What's the Good Wife.
Oh, I don't know.
He's on that show.
Oh, really?
Randomly.
Really? Yeah.
Not throughout, just... You know, recurring character.
Yeah, once in a while on the show.
Along with Michael J. Fox.
Gary Cole's birthday today.
He is 54.
62.
57.
Ah!
57. I didn't watch the show a lot, but whenever I do watch it, it's funny.
Dharma and Greg.
No. Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, of course.
Kristen Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Kristen Johnson. She's on a new show now. I forget what show she's
really?
On. Yeah. The tall blonde lady?
Yeah.
Nope. I don't know who that is.
What?
I don't know who that is.
Do you not know the show?
No, not really.
John Lithgow?
No, I don't really know it that well.
Okay, I'm gonna say another name, and then you're gonna go, what? Because you enjoy this actor.
It's
yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that he's on it. I don't really know the show though.
And then what was Stuart French? He was like the squinty face.
Yeah.
French. Stewart.
Kristen Johnston celebrating a birthday
she
today.
She is 49.
50.
46.
Ah.
Whoops.
Overshot it.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know
did.
Who you are. Sorry.
So Ben Stiller's mom, Jerry Stiller's wife, actress, comedian Ann Mira,
nice.
Who had several appearances on Archie Bunker's Place and all the Love Boat, Love American Style. Anyway, it's her birthday today.
Oh. Man. 62.
70.
84.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. It's Ben Stiller's mom.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
I was just forced to watch Zoolander where he looks really young, so that's what I was going off of.
What is this?
Yeah, I don't know what the heck this is.
Really?
No, I don't know what
David
it is.
David Bowie? His birthday is January 8th.
That's so creepy.
Uh-huh. How am I supposed to know what this is?
Be quiet.
Okay. Is this Walking Dead?
Oh, yes, it is. Wow. How did you get that?
That part. Walking
Good job.
Dead.
High five. Is it Rick's birthday?
Nope.
Is it Shane's birthday?
Yep.
Shane, what's his name?
John Bernthal.
John. Happy birthday, John.
John Bernthal.
Bernthal.
Gosh, dude.
It's his birthday.
He lasted a lot longer in the TV
show. You thought he was dead, but he's not.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well.
He lasted a lot longer. Should have
watched
the TV show.
Yeah.
Dude, he was in like four comics.
Really?
Like four.
John Bernthal celebrating a birthday. How old is that guy?
42.
No.
39. 38.
36.
I'm going to stick with 39.
He's 37. Oh, you guys.
This person who sang this song.
Philip Phillips,
bro. Oh, Philip Phillips. It's Philip Phillips.
American Idol Season 11 winner.
On tour with John Mayer.
And what have you guys done with your life?
Oh, man. Yeah, he'll be here. Dude, they're playing. He's actually playing Albuquerque in October, the same day as Jimmy Eat World. So, sorry, Philip Phillips.
He's 27.
I had tickets to see you. I will not be seeing you. He is 26.
23.
Gosh.
Cool,
I'm
going
to go lie down and go
Yep, this is so stupid.
Okay, we are to dates.
No! We can't end on that note.
No, that means you win.
We are to dates.
Ah, yes.
On this date in what year, gym teacher Leonard Skinner, who was the namesake for Leonard Skinner, died in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh.
1986.
84.
2010.
Okay.
What the heck?
Yeah. Pretty much. On this date...
You're bummed a guy lived longer. You just got bummed because a guy lived like two decades longer. Gosh.
On this date, in what year was the first gasoline power car debuted in Springfield, Massachusetts?
2001.
Are you kidding me? The first gas-powered car.
Yeah, 2001, right?
Obviously, it was the 1800s. So, I'm just kidding.
1899.
No, dude! 1950.
No,
1950.
No!
1940. No, wait.
No!
My dad had a 29 Roadster. That
right!
Had, okay, hold on.
19. Oh, oh.
Hey, hold on. I need to get this
phone
call.
Ringing?
Yeah. Hey, I'm on the air. Can I call you back?
What is going on? Who are you? So,
Hold on. Oh, 1912.
1920.
What were we doing?
The first gas-powered car.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
What just happened, Steven?
I got a call. It's like, you know, I think it might have been Matthew from Albuquerque. Yeah. Okay.
1912.
Yeah, because now your phone's ringing, Mitch.
1920.
Matthew, we'll call you in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. 1891.
Oh, my gosh! Get out of here.
Okay. Oh, man.
Jokes I think of it being in the 1800s. It really is.
Okay, on this date in what year, and actually, on this date in what year, Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs in a Battle of Sexes tennis match at the Houston Astrodome in Houston, Texas.
Well, since there is no Astrodome anymore, I know that it was at least before 1999.
Okay.
1967.
What are you talking about, 1967?
I don't know what we're guessing.
We're talking about
Billie Jean King played Bobby Riggs.
With Michael Jackson?
Yes, obviously.
Oh, okay.
No, that's who the song is written after.
Right.
Nothing to do with
it. Does because it was a battle of the sexes.
94.
And the song says Billie Jean is not my lover.
Right. I'm like, this doesn't
she
have
played
anything
tennis
to do with
against
Michael Jackson.
Just Bobby Riggs.
She's just a girl who says that.
Yeah, that was really good.
What year was it? What year?
1984.
1973.
No.
Today's the 40th anniversary of Billie Jean King's defeat.
Yes.
Of Bobby Riggs. Which brings us to today.
Ah, yes.
The 20th. Oh.
No, today is...
It's a beautiful day.
It's National POW-MIA Recognition Day. Anyone know any POWs or MIAs?
MIA actually is... getting sued by the NFL right now for $1.5 million.
What?
The rap chick that flipped everybody off at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been going on in the court
That's
for like
a year.
That's
not what he's talking about.
I know, I'm just saying.
Well, hey, recognize those POWs and MIAs today.
I thought of John McCain. That's the first person I thought
he
of.
He is a POW.
I know.
Yeah.
And then I thought of was. Sergeant Brody.
Today, Friday, is Punch the Drink. The Drink. Punch Day.
Punch Day!
No, not that kind of
punch.
Not that kind of punch.
It's okay. I'm a man. I can take it.
And that is all.
All right. Well, we got a great show for you today. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico is going to be joining us. We're also going to be catching up with Lance from I Am Fading West. And it's Pay It Forward Friday.
Yes.
We got a few great stories to share because it's Friday. Who wants to hear crap about, you know, things going awry and pain and and all the stuff going on in the world right now?
No? No one.
Okay, cool. Pay it forward Friday. We'll talk about that on the way, how a homeless man paid it forward. How a Dairy Queen employee paid it forward.
I like that.
And how you can pay it forward.
Yes.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes.
Ecstatic.
Let the broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Well, good morning. Yeah?
Hi, I just yawned.
7:13 now. Happy Friday. Mm-hmm. Joining us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Good morning. Aww. Good morning, good morning.
Good job, sound effects.
Thanks.
That was awesome. That sounded just like the real thing.
I know.
We've been broadcasting live at the State Fair every day and seeing a lot of your associates, if you will.
Oh, excellent.
The Baptist Convention in New Mexico out there. Changing diapers. Nursing mothers.
They have
mothers.
A place for mothers to nurse. There. You're going to get me fired.
No.
I'm just kidding.
That goes to our dear friend Matt.
Yeah, I remember that interview.
Really? Yeah, we interviewed
that
him.
Was so funny.
It was a couple years ago, actually. Now
that was about
Fair.
3 years ago.
I need to find it because he was talking about it. he'll never live it down.
That's funny.
I hope you're listening. He was talking about it because there's a changing station.
Right.
And a place for nursing mothers.
Yeah.
But that's not the way it was created. It was like, hey, we want to help you. And, you know, on the radio, when you get on the radio, if you're not used to radio, you get kind of nervous.
Yeah.
And he was talking about it and he says, and there's a place to change diapers and we can help, you know, with the nursing mothers. And I mean, I'm not helped. But it was too late because I immediately took over and started the scenario with,
yes.
Excuse me, ma'am, may I?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
So
it was a good moment.
I wish
I would have heard that one.
Yeah. So it's, dude, you guys have a great setup out there.
You know what? That is an amazing, you wouldn't at first when you think about it, if you just think about doing it, you're like, well, that's a nice thing to do for people.
Right.
But the parents that come through there, the word that they share with the volunteers that are there, and it's completely run by volunteers. You know, we have some people who travel from different parts of the state to come and spend a day or two helping out, and it has really turned into an amazing ministry. And the guy in charge of that is a guy named Mike Napier, and I think he's the one that kind of either he got the idea from somewhere or he dreamed it up or something.
Right.
But he's really taken that. We've had a State Fair booth for years, and it's kind of been evolving, and then this is what it has become the last couple, 3 years.
It's pretty great.
It is a really cool deal.
Yeah.
Really cool deal. Plus, not only do we have that opportunity to assist those moms and give the nursing moms a place of privacy. But the conversations that the volunteers get to have with people that stop by and just, they don't even have a baby. They just stop by and go, what's all this?
Right.
And they have an opportunity to share the gospel with bunches of people walking through
cool.
the State Fair. It's really, really, really cool. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. It's a great, especially as a dad with three boys, you know, and
only one of which needs
Brody,
diapers.
Yeah. Brody's still in diapers. It's such a benefit to parents
Absolutely.
To have that area.
Absolutely.
You don't
a
think about
area.
It until you're out. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah,
until you're out and
area.
About and you got to walk into the bathroom and you're like, oh, man.
Or you do, you know, you just find one of the tables where the eating and just lay your kid out on the table and...
No!
And then, I'm not going to that food stand for a while until we see the spray off the table. The other thing, last year, I remember one of the volunteers, he stopped by the building and he was kind of sharing some of the stuff that was going on. And there was a lady who just stopped by and said, I don't have any children anymore. My kids are all gone. But can I just say, this is one of the coolest things ever.
Awesome.
And then she just walked off.
She just
gave this huge compliment to this thing and then took, so even she noticed that something cool was going on,
that it
was meeting a real need. And again, the conversations that they get to have and the opportunity to share the gospel is, you know, which is part of the reason we're doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really, really cool.
Great
stories coming out of that.
So if you head in to Expo New Mexico today, But you guys have one right inside Gate 4, like a nice big area.
Yeah.
You know.
I haven't been out there yet.
Oh, okay.
I
and then inside the Manuel Lujan building, another setup as well.
Yes.
You guys have multiple locations.
We are taking over the world.
You really are. This is crazy. I mean, who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Baptists. We, of all people.
You know, every once in a while, we can do something good.
It's true.
I love it, man.
Every once
it's
in a while.
It's so rad. So, yeah. Speaking cool. of, we were talking with... it's fun to get out there because you see all the different pastors that are out
oh, yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking to Jared Bridge yesterday. I told him he had to come in, talk about the Anchor, his new church.
Right.
Well, new to me. I mean, yeah. now...
It's still it's new. Still, it's, yeah. it's only about
still a church
4 or 5
plant.
Years old. Yeah,
yeah, still a church plant. So he was talking about the different things, like he's got a B-Dubs men's, you know, fellowship for Monday Night Football. And I'm yeah. like, well, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
All you had to say was football and wings.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, talking to him about some of the cool things. Yeah. So I know we're going to have him in studio.
Good.
When you're around at some point.
That'd be great.
Gotta
I'd love
bring
that.
Him in. Maybe
I love
next
Jared.
Week. We'll see.
Jared's a great Whenever. Guy.
Yeah. Good dude. I've known him since he was a wee little dude.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye, laddie. It's great
I've
to
known
know
him
people
since before
from
he
way
had to start
back.
Shaving his head.
That's right.
That's right. I just went there, Jared. So, anyways. It's
awesome.
A good day.
Yeah, man.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Pay it forward Friday.
You got a lot of stories for
I
us.
Do. I have a
That's
lot
really
of stories.
Exciting.
Because let's be honest, man. When you hear the news, when you turn on media for
it's
the most
never
part.
It's good. They don't sandwich anything.
Oh, no. Dude. It's terrible. And you're watching the news going, oh, why am I watching this?
Yeah.
Because now I'm depressed, and yet
right.
the news is right before you go to bed, so you go to bed thinking about it.
Right,
and
then you can't sleep.
No, it's the worst.
And turning. Yeah, yeah.
I've turned to Sons of Anarchy instead.
Oh,
it's really
oh,
a wholesome
yeah.
television
Better.
Show.
Better.
Sleep like a baby.
At least that's not real.
No,
we watch reruns
true,
of NCIS.
Really?
Yeah,
really? Right before bed?
Yeah, that's
oh,
when
no.
I called in yesterday, that's what I was talking
Do you
about,
get
NCIS.
Crazy
you
dreams?
You gotta
no.
watch a comedy before
no,
bed.
No, but I wake up. Ready to arrest people.
There you go.
I'm okay. just ready to go. Hey, you know, I tell you how much I'm into NCIS.
Okay.
You know you're way into a show when you start praying for the characters.
Wow.
Lord, be with Gibbs. Give him wisdom and guidance. As And I'm like, wait, they're not real.
You're out of your mind.
I'm just kidding.
You're a crazy individual.
I don't pray for them, but
okay.
I do watch a lot of that show. But you're right. The news is bad, so I'm glad there's some good news out there.
There's some good news out there. I found one. I thought we could talk about this. It's Pay It Forward Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you'd like to chime in with the story or, you know, a way how you can pay it forward this Friday, today, out and about, doing something. A homeless man, he found a backpack full of cash and traveler's checks worth $40,000.
I heard about this. Yeah.
So he turned it over to the Boston police. And everybody said, wow, that was good. Did you hear what happened for him turning it in?
I didn't hear what happened
okay,
for
so
him
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah, the story, the original story, you know, happened a few days ago, turns in this backpack to the Boston police, had over $40,000 in traveler's checks and cash, and he walked away from the police department. They gave him a special citation, you know, so it was like, hey, good job. Well... Thanks to the internet nowadays
yeah.
and people saying, well, that was quite generous, somebody launched an internet fundraiser, a man in Virginia. He was touched by the story, so he started an internet fundraiser for this homeless person. And when this story broke, it I'm sure it's gone up since then, it was already over $70,000.
Wow.
From just people around the world who heard the story and said, yeah, I'll give this guy 10 bucks. Yeah, I'll give this guy $5. Yeah, I'll... Yeah.
That's cool.
Thanks to the internet.
Yeah.
And so now this guy who paid it forward, who... a homeless man in Boston who found a backpack with over $40,000 in it.
That's awesome.
Turned it into the police, and now he says, hey, yeah, over 2,000... strangers, people who don't know him, you know, yeah. 24 hours later, $70,000, and the numbers have not stopped climbing. That was when the story broke. We could probably go check the update, because I'm sure
yeah.
it's just going to climb higher and
yeah.
higher and higher.
Yeah, yeah.
So the person said, you know, Glenn told me the amount of money he had received on the streets over the past few days, and with just that, he was able to open a bank account.
Wow.
And because people, you know, on the street saying, hey, amazing job. We heard about you. Here's some cash. And so he opened a bank account.
That's
with
cool.
It. And because of that, they funneled it. Hey, we want to set this up for this guy's bank account. And if you would like to donate to this.
Man.
So it's pretty incredible when something touches your heart.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how the community actually comes together when people decide to do something positive, how infectious it can be, or how people just immediately want to respond. We have our static share-a-thon coming up in October.
All right.
And it's always interesting because you always get kind of nervous beforehand because you're like, all right, Lord, here's what we're doing. Are we doing something awesome? And if we are, will you please provide for us? And, you know, we have translators all over the state of New Mexico and southern Colorado and, you know, our app and everything. And so that vulnerable point right beforehand of preparation for a fundraiser for our share-a-thon, interesting. But then you hear stories like this and you're like, yes, okay. There are cool people in the world who get it. There are cool people in the world who do things just for the good of doing things.
Right.
Like this homeless man, he could have kept that 40 grand.
Man.
Right.
It
are you
set
kidding?
Him up. Yeah.
It really could have.
Yeah.
The amazing thing is, isn't that the way God works sometimes? Because there's something that's in your path, and if you took it, your life would improve.
Yeah.
His life would have improved. His quality of life would have immediately improved. But was it the right thing to do? No. So obviously he turned it in. And because of that, now the abundance that is being poured out upon him right now is incredible because it's like threefold. Yeah. You know?
And he probably had no idea that there was going to be this type of response. Now, honestly, if you find something of value like that and you turn it in, if a person finds it and they turn it in, in the back of your mind, because of the way things work, you're thinking there might be a little bit of reward for this. But he's probably not thinking about a huge reward.
This is going to become a national story, and I'm going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
He's probably thinking, if I take this and turn it in, it's the right thing to do, first of all.
Right.
But if I do this, they might give me $200. And then, you know, for the next couple of days or something, I'll be able to eat better than I have for a while or whatever he might need.
Yeah.
So he went ahead and did that, and then, like you said, the response. So
unbelievable.
It's, so
15 hours ago, it says $100,000 for
Are you serious?
15 hours?
And there's little sweet man.
Yeah. He is.
I'm going to post it on Facebook.
When I saw him on TV, I was like, that's a face of a kind gentleman right there.
Yeah.
Wow, so now over $100,000?
He became homeless in 2005 when he lost his job as a court clerk.
Okay.
And he says he's had trouble keeping new jobs because he has an inner ear infection that causes vertigo.
Oh, man.
Just a good guy.
Which means he wasn't making a lot of money in the first place.
Right.
Before he was.
Had $2,400 in cash and $39,000 in traveler's checks and immediately flagged down a police officer and turned in the money.
And the other question I have is, who carries around stuff like that in a backpack?
You got me.
Yeah, I see lots and lots of backpacks.
Yeah.
In the world that I travel in. And I'm going to start opening them up and looking.
Did he find a drop point?
I'm going to stop opening and looking. Maybe.
Maybe
there was
did.
An undercover
was like
drop
some,
going
some sort
on.
Of crazy
there was like
thing.
A small little white X on the mailbox right next to the...
Yeah. I've seen that movie. I know what happens. Oh, man. But what's happening is, and what he doesn't know is there was a dude with binoculars. It's like,
no!
A man is picking up the backpack.
The target is grabbing. Take him down.
Take him down. Wait, he's going to a police
officer.
He's giving it away.
Okay, abort, abort, abort.
505.
Go back to drinking your coffee.
338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, guys. Morning. This is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, so yeah, I work at a car rental place, and so we clean lots of cars, we find lots of crazy things, you know, bottles of alcohol, guns and stuff, and but one time I found a backpack, I found a bag, it was more like a satchel, and yeah, it had thousands of dollars in it. It was pretty crazy. All my coworkers were really mad at me when they found out I turned it in, but I mean... Come on. I mean, there's no way you're getting away with anything like that.
Yeah.
Maybe if you were homeless, you could, but not if you have a job.
I have a question, Mark. You said you clean cars, like rental cars?
Yes.
Do you guys have any weird policies about, like, hey, if this car is really dirty, you know, there's a payment you have to make, or do you guys make customers pay up if they trash the car, or...
Oh, yeah. I mean, my understanding of it is that they nickel and dime you for every scratch and ding and weird smell inside that car afterwards. they call it like a detailing fee. Oh, it smells like smoke in here, so we're going to have to, you know, it's going to cost more to detail it. And I'm standing there going, like, you mean just me scrubbing, like, for 5 seconds longer than I usually do for all the other cars?
We're getting insider information into the real car industry.
This is
Thank you, Mark.
Good
to know.
Here's a bigger question. What happens if a woman was being rushed to the hospital and happened to give birth inside of the car? Would you guys charge her, like, a cleanup fee?
As long as she didn't leave the baby in there, probably still.
They might include a delivery fee.
No,
for that.
Hey!
Oh, see what I did there?
So bad.
I'm sorry.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call. Here's why I bring this up. We're talking about Pay It Forward Friday. Well, one cab driver right now is trying to make a new mother pay it forward. And so I saw the story. 22-year-old Jenny Larkin, she went into the labor. She needed a ride to the hospital. She called a cab. By the time the car pulled up to the hospital, it was too late. Jenny gave birth in the taxi. At which point, the driver quickly informed her her dude that he expected to be paid.
You're going to pay for that.
Yeah, for the vehicle cleaning. Yeah, because here's the thing. Here's the thing. This taxi cab driver, obviously a man of his word, he actually showed up at Jenny's house the following Monday with a bill for $64.
Wow.
Yeah, turns out the dude had to take his cab out of service for a full 2 days in order to have it cleaned from the, you know,
from the
birth,
remnants.
From after the birth.
Yes.
Oh, gross. That's a real thing.
I think I just threw it in my mouth a little bit.
Okay. He not only had to pay for the cleaning, he also lost quite a bit of income, and so he went to her house and handed over a bill. See, for me, $64
bucks. Can we
just
say that
that's
cheaper than the hospital?
Yeah, right?
So
$64?
Not a big deal. Pay it.
Okay. So,
yeah, but now she has to pay the hospital and the cab.
Yeah, but does she? Because
maybe
she
didn't even have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, she doesn't have to pay the delivery fee at the hospital, right? Because it happened in the taxi cab.
That was taken care of.
As soon as you walk through those doors,
this is very
true. And they set you. If a whisper of your skin passes over the gurney, they charge you.
Do you think she should have to pay the $64 for the cab cleaning?
To keep that guy from coming to her house, yes.
Well, he already showed up at her house.
That's what I'm saying. I'd give him the money just to say, now don't come back.
Now don't
ever
come back to my house.
Yeah, I don't.
She just had a
know,
baby.
I don't know that. I wouldn't feel obligated. That's just no.
It's a bizarre
story. Let me answer
right?
it this way.
Am I
no.
freaking you out? I'm
she
sorry.
I don't even know how to say that. The cab driver, that's cold and callous. What he should have done?
Brought her flowers. Uh-huh.
What he should have done was showed up with a baby gift.
Yes.
And saying,
a dinner.
Thank you for allowing me to share in this joyous occasion. Instead, he shows up and says, here's a bill for $64.
Here's a bill for $64.
Now, out of the grace, the other side of that is, the family, the little family, could have said, sorry about this.
Yeah.
Let us offer to pay. But to demand, I don't know that that's...
And maybe
I don't know if it's you can't say right or wrong.
Right.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, I guess he started threatening immediately after the baby was born.
Wow.
Saying
worst
you
got
to pay for
ever.
This. You have to pay for this. And she's like, "Hey, I'm sorry. I'm holding a baby that's still connected to me. Can I walk into the hospital?"
Yeah.
It's called an umbilical cord.
Yeah, I know,
Mitch.
But I didn't think about that.
Come on. Really? Really?
Really?
Okay. So anyways, I've been in there for 3 of those. So I've seen 3 of those and how they work out.
5.
You go. So, back of a taxi.
Yeah.
Probably not the most comfortable of places to have a baby. Mm-hmm. You're probably not thinking about the cleaning bill for a taxi cab at that point. But, showed up at her home demanding that she pay the $64. This happened in the UK, so, you know.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's the UK. They drive on the wrong side of the road anyway.
Just give him a cup of tea and a crumpet and just call it even.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Pay It Forward Friday.
How
we got
is
a few
that
things.
Pay It Forward.
Well, we have a few things. It's Pay It Forward Friday. But question of the day, should this lady have to pay the cleaning service for this taxi?
Oh.
What do you do in this situation? She just had a baby. I've seen these bills from the hospitals when you have a baby.
And it's not like she did it on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
When the baby's ready.
He's ready or she's ready.
He or she is going to make their appearance no matter what we try to do.
Yeah, Pay It Forward Friday. You can chime in there if you would like. Or, you know, join in on the taxi service.
Oh, my gosh.
Cleaning fees.
He should have just brought her a dinner and been like, congratulations. Yeah.
Should have. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Austin Morning Party.
Yep.
All right. Static. Good morning.
Morning.
6:45.
Nope.
Sam Swan. 7:45.
That's wrong.
Thank you. Gosh.
Wow, I thought it was...
I just gained an hour.
Woo! I thought it was fallback, but it's
You're
not
welcome,
for a
America.
Few more weeks. Yeah,
right.
Just gave you an hour. 7:45, Mountain Standard Time.
It's the second time you've done that this
Steam
week.
Steam Austin Morning Party.
Wait, isn't it Mountain Daylight Time?
Is
and
it?
Then when we fall back, then it becomes Mountain Standard
Gosh.
Time?
No way.
No, I'm serious.
No.
I'm serious. Trust me, I'm old.
I've lived here for 25 years.
He could be right.
No.
He could be right.
Okay.
Old age and wisdom, right
hey,
here.
Coming up right around the corner, Lance. I'm excited.
Lance Adkins.
He is, if you check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/IAmFadingWest, he's got a pretty incredible story. He's in the middle of a journey, actually, right now. Just think of it this way. You're watching Fellowship of the Ring. Frodo is, like, halfway to his destination. That's what's happening right now with
where's
Lance.
Where's his Samwise?
So, he's got a cart. So
okay, cool. That's good.
That's about it.
Does he really have a cart?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, we're going to be talking to him. He's traveling to California, walking.
Yeah.
And he's got a pretty incredible story to share, so we'll be talking to him in the 8 o'clock hour about that.
That's going to be cool. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too.
It's also Pay It Forward Friday. We posted some stories up on the Facebook page. If you'd like to check it out. Homeless man who returned $40,000 is being rewarded with, well, at this point, over $100,000. If you missed the story, a homeless man found a backpack full of cash and traveler's check worth over $40,000. He turned it into the Boston police. He's not walking away empty-handed. In addition to a special citation from the Boston Police Department, Glenn James stands to receive upwards of $100,000. Thanks to an internet fundraiser launched by a Virginia man who was touched by the story, Ethan Whittington. He heard the story, kicking it in Virginia, and I guess in Virginia they just sit around and think of nice things to do for others.
Yes, I used to live in Virginia.
Really?
It's beautiful.
Is that what you did?
I went to part of 7th grade and all of 8th grade in Virginia.
Nice.
Yes.
Many moons ago.
Being part of, yes, many.
I didn't realize school went up to 8th grade when you were in school.
Well,
okay.
they had just moved out of the one room schoolhouse to and the school marm.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
The school marm. We had to have two marms after that.
I'm feeling old, so whenever somebody's around is older than I am,
you
I
enjoy
just have
that.
To, yeah. Well, have to remind the other person that they're older than me.
There comes a certain stage when you're not going to be able to do that anymore.
I know.
You're going to be the oldest one around.
Yesterday, we were broadcasting live from the New Mexico State Fair, and we had a few people from student ministries hanging out with us, Robo Steve and Jared Grebe. And when I told them how old I was, like, everybody kept freaking out. What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You act like you're 19.
There's no way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got a 1 foot in the grave, bro. I didn't realize. You were so old.
I get that a lot, too.
What are you talking about?
Because apparently... You look young. I don't know. I look younger than I am. And so... And you know, I've been in student ministry for a long time, and so I behave a lot younger than I am,
right,
too.
Right. Yes. That's me, apparently.
So I enjoy that. I love the look of surprise on their face when they go, "You're what?"
Yeah. Yeah.
You're so immature. You're like a junior high boy.
My oldest son's going to be 10 this next month.
Yeah.
And I was mentioning that,
gosh.
And people are like, 10?
10? Yeah. Well, how do you...
Would you have a kid when you were like 16? Yes.
Yes,
I did.
Excellent.
Actually, yes. I was 16.
The reaction when I say I've got grandkids.
Yeah.
You got grandkids?
Yeah. Sam Swan.
I got grandkids. Yeah.
It's okay.
But
hey,
you know,
to
hey,
live is Christ, to die is gain.
To
so,
die is gain.
So it's good. I mean,
yeah. And in my family, to have children is gain.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently,
more children, and they're having more. We're just one guy said, "Keep the good people should have lots and lots of kids because the bad people are still having kids too." So that you know, we're just gonna
outweigh
if
the
you can't,
bad. Or
if you
what?
Can't beat them, you're gonna outbreed them. That's what
wow.
we're gonna do.
If you can't beat them, outbreed them. Can I make a T-shirt?
Yeah.
That says,
why not? It's not original with me.
There should be no pictures.
I'm just
t-shirt.
Yeah. No pictures. No pictures.
Wow. So Virginia.
Back to Virginia.
Gosh.
Carry me back to old Virginia.
Dude in Virginia. Yeah. He launched a fundraiser. Thought he could raise a few $100 as a thank you to James, who turned in this backpack. Well, 24 hours later, they had raised over $55,000 thanks to donations of over 2,000 strangers, and the numbers keep going up. When this story broke, It was at $70,000. We just checked this morning, over $100,000.
Yeah.
And so Whittington, who started this page, said this homeless dude, he talked to him. He said, Glenn told me with the amount of money he had received on the streets over the past few days, he was able to open a bank account. We discussed how he would like to receive the money and what he would like to use it for. We want to be very careful how this amount of money is handed over. He was up for the idea of having some guidance on what to do with this amount of money. He said he'd like a week to think about it. And in the meantime, the person who set up the online fundraiser said he's going to speak to a few financial folks to see how they can help him in a way that will positively influence the rest of this dude's
now
life.
Now, see, I think that
incredible.
Rather than just
amazing.
Giving him a bunch of money,
right.
They're also helping him.
Yes.
They're setting him up for success
you
with
that
amount of
Jesse Pinkman?
Money.
You don't just hand over a stack of cash to a homeless person.
You, got, you can't
okay?
just do that
you
and
can't
then
just do
throw
that.
All the money away.
Away.
You're going to get caught,
You're
Jesse.
You're caught. Next thing you know, Hank's got... Wait, what are we talking
about?
Shh. Sorry.
Spoiler alert. But I think that's that. There's great wisdom in that.
There's absolutely
the generosity of the guy to start the fund in the first place.
Yeah.
And the fella who found the money and turned it in, that was a great part of the
story,
too.
Well, it already shows a slight sign of responsibility there.
Yeah.
Granted, you're talking to a guy who was a city clerk, mm-hmm. homeless man, and found this backpack. He was responsible enough to turn over $40,000 that he knew was not his.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, incredible story.
I love it.
I didn't know that part about the guy who started helping him get the fund, talking to him about making sure he had some financial counsel.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well,
we hear all
outstanding.
These horror stories of people who win the lottery and then they're broke like a year later because they somehow spent $40 million.
Yeah.
Well, obviously they weren't being good stewards with the cash to begin with. They were wasting it on lottery tickets. I'm sorry.
That was a question of the day, yesterday.
That's not that far of a leap.
I'm just saying.
No, we talked
about it yesterday. That was the question of the day because, when it got up into the 400 million category range, it got all over the news. There was a survey, and 62% of people said when it hits the news, when the jackpot is that big, they start buying
lottery tickets. Yeah.
And so, not to say that it's a sin or it's evil or anything. It's your money. If you want to blow $5 on lottery tickets, I'm not going to condemn you for it. But I just think there's other ways you could spend your cash.
Yeah, if you're just
food,
for fun,
for your family.
you buy a ticket or two when it hits that big, and you're kind of like, well, if it happens, it happens. If not, then
yeah.
But what cracks me up is that I've been in line at some stores. And the clerk calls the person in front of me by name.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they'll say, "Do you want the?" And they'll name some of the different lottery tickets. And so that's obvious to me because there's certain places that I frequent.
Yeah.
That have caffeinated drinks available.
Oh yes.
And they're like, Sam.
And they know me by name.
Yeah.
And I know them by name, and I know some of their background because I'm standing there visiting with them, but. And I, I'm fueling my caffeine addiction. All right, I'm admitting it. I'm saying it on air right now.
Feeling like there's an addiction.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as I'm speaking, I'm thinking, well, this is ridiculous. What I'm talking about. So let's go back to Virginia. I love Virginia. It's a beautiful state.
I hear it's green.
Coming up in October, our 3-day fundraiser, our share-a-thon kicks off the first week of October. We're a listener-supported station. We're talking about these things actually, like your coffee addiction, like whatever it is. You know, if less than half of the fans on Facebook, this isn't our overall audience, this is just fans on Facebook.
Right.
If half of our fans on Facebook came alongside us and donated $20 a month,
right.
A month, $20 a month, every month, just donating $20 came along as a monthly contributor, we would meet our budget.
Yeah.
We would meet our budget for the entire year.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but I guess, you don't talk about it that often, so people don't think about it that often. But the truth is, we are listener supported, and we're only able to do things because of that.
Right.
And so,
Well,
less than half of our fans on Facebook.
We're almost to 5,200 likes.
Yeah.
How many?
5,200.
Wow.
Pretty great.
Three-way.
That's cool.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break. It's just before 8 o'clock. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we got Pay It Forward Friday. We also have the question of the day posted. Taxi driver is trying to charge a new mom a cleanup fee because she gave birth in the back of his cab. So should she have to pay the cleanup fee? We'll talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour as well. And, of course, Lance from Fading West. I am Fading West. We'll talk about that story on the way as well. And, of course, Team Awesome Morning Party.
That's us.
Yeah. It's coming back with more.
Mm-hmm.
Static.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Finally the 8 o'clock hour.
Meesher's hanging out.
Hey.
Mateo, pray for him, man. Today is, I believe, the first day they have a show in Tejas.
Yes, sir.
House of Heroes and Five Iron Frenzy rocket a few shows this week, and that's why Matt is not with us right now.
Just having a blast.
Having a blast playing bass in his band.
Yes.
Having fun.
Tonight.
Which is funny. He lives with me.
Mm-hmm.
Roommate. And we're seriously together all the time. He left, and I realized...
You do with your life now.
I don't know what to do with myself. So, last night... Chrissy was cracking jokes about, you know, how long it's been since we've last spoken. And then, like, 2 seconds later, I get a text that says, "Hey, buddy, I miss you." And I'm like, "I miss you, too." And I'm pretty sure music started playing in the background. And we spent the next half hour just talking about how sad we were that he wasn't here. But he'd be back soon. And Monday's going to be great. And I just miss you so much. And
you know, it'd be good if you guys wrote each other letters, like handwritten letters through the mail.
Dear Matt. Dearest Matt.
Dearest Matthew.
Yes, Matthew. It has been 17 hours since your last text talking about comic books and what happened in the new Mighty Avengers. That's what we were talking about, seriously.
It's not
like we have these deep, crazy conversations. It was like, "Bro, I just read Mighty Avengers. Oh my gosh, right? I know. Superior Spider-Man. It's incredible. I miss you so much."
Then you have to use the wax seal
yeah. And
then send it off on a pigeon.
But because of the mail service being so awesome, he'd be back before the letter was even there. So it's
you have to
pointless.
Take a picture of it and then
yeah,
just
there
send
you go.
It on the
exactly.
Phone.
They need to come up with an app so when you send a text to somebody, you can put that.
That's a great idea.
A picture of the wax seal on
Boom.
There to make it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love it.
So all you app designers out there,
there you go.
Gives you something creative to do. Go for it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. We were talking about this taxi service, and wow, I'm a little dumbfounded.
Yeah.
Taxi dude picked up a lady who was, "I'm in labor!" And he's racing her to a hospital. It's 22-year-old Jenny Larkin. She went into labor in the UK, needed a ride to the hospital, so she called a cab. By the time the car pulled up to the hospital, it was too late. Jenny gave birth in the back of this taxi.
Oh, my gosh.
At which point, the driver informed her and her dude that he expected to be paid to have the vehicle clean. Because, I mean, dude, you just had a baby in my back seat.
There's a little bit of a mess back there.
Yeah.
It's not clean.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
so,
neat and tidy.
He wanted her to pay for the vehicle cleaning. She said, "I'm sorry, I have a baby connected to me. Can I please just go to the hospital?"
I don't want you to say it like that.
Sorry, there's a baby. I don't know if you noticed, Mitch. There's this little hole right here in your tummy. It's called your belly button. That's where you were at one point connected to your mother. Yeah, I don't know if you knew this. You were actually connected to another human at one
point.
So
what? Is it called a button?
What? Oh, man.
It's called a button.
Button. I'm sorry. I'm from New Mexico.
Taxi driver, he is a man of his word because the following Monday, Jenny got a knock at the door. She opens up and...
I still can't believe this.
He had shown up at the woman's house with a bill for $64 in hand. Turns out the dude had to take his cab out of service for 2 full days in order to have it clean from the birth and stuff. Yeah. So not only did he have to pay for the cleaning, he also lost quite a bit of income.
Uh-huh.
And now Jenny, on the flip side, has all been out of shape because she doesn't think she should have to pay the $64 and insists she can't afford it because she just had a baby. Paying for baby.
It sounds like people are having a hard time being hospitable.
Yeah, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Should she have to pay the cleaning fee for this? I mean...
It's not... Again, I don't think this is something she did on purpose. It's not like she said, "I'm going to pick this cab, and I'm going to give birth in this cab just to get out of, you know."
Let's make the situation completely different but the same.
Okay.
Imagine the cab driver picks up a few drunk people from a bar.
Okay.
All right. And the cab driver gets them mostly home, but right as they're getting home, the dude that's had way too much to drink throws up in the back of the cab. Would we say that he should have to pay for the cleaning service of that?
No.
We wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
Oh, I would.
No.
I'd be like, bro, you had way too much to drink. That's a consequence of your actions.
Well, no, what I'd do, because he's intoxicated, I'd beat him up and take his wallet.
Obviously, that is the correct way to go.
Sam's Watson, the Baptist Convention in New Mexico, everybody.
Then you don't have to worry about going to his house and giving him a bill. I say, old chap.
Don't cross Sam's Watson.
That's right.
Don't cross Sam's
Watson. Either that or I'll get the Baptist Mafia after you. We can do that, too. I know people.
Static.
So I have two thoughts.
Okay.
One, insurance companies are going to charge her for the hospital to clean the bed and clean the room.
True.
So why not be charged?
Okay.
But then I also have a joke for Fun Joke Friday.
Yes! Okay,
all right. So there's this one time that this guy was listening to his favorite morning show, and the DJs gave away the spoiler to Breaking Bad, and he hasn't seen the season!
No, we didn't give anything away.
I promise you.
No, we were just being funny. I'm sorry. Don't worry. Fear not. I was being funny.
Turns out that was more of a mad joke than a fun joke. Bitter Joke Friday.
Static!
Hey, man, it's Lance Atkins. I'm in the parking lot. I'm not sure where you
yes,
go.
Dude.
Walk down those stairs.
You walk down those ginormous stairs.
There's going to be a baptismal. You walk to the right of the baptismal, and there's a door called The Connection, kind of by
there
a purple wall. Walk in those doors.
And/or we'll go out there and see you.
I'm by the basketball court.
Oh, okay.
You're over there. You parked on the other side.
Okay, cool.
So you just need to go find the ginormous skate park and
we'll
see you.
Walk to your left.
So I need to go find the skate park?
Yeah,
yes,
you'll
walk
see
to
a
your
ginormous skate park and you'll see us. We're in the just south of the skate park.
We'll head out there. We will head out there.
There you go.
Okay, cool. I'll head that way.
All right, Lance. We'll see you soon.
I'm like trying to give him which
We're
way.
We're trying to give him directions on how to walk.
Look at the webcam. Like,
dude, I've been walking since Texas.
Yeah. You're going to make me walk even further now to come in.
Okay, so. Yeah.
Should have said walk towards the volleyball.
We're going to head out. We're going to grab Lance real quick.
Sweet.
And coming up, facebook.com/IamFadingWest. Can't wait to share this story. Lance in studio with us. I'm glad we caught up with him. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning.
Welcome.
It is Friday.
Finally here.
8:30 Mountain, whatever time.
Standard daylight,
no,
whatever.
I don't know.
All we know is that it's 8:30.
So. I'm all messed up. However, I'm pretty stoked.
Me too.
A couple days ago, Switchfoot released a brand new EP, Fading West. We premiered a new song, Who We Are. We were stoked. And I was at the State
Fair,
and I saw this random sign on this dude's back. And all I could read from far away was Fading West, and I thought, that's interesting. That dude loves Switchfoot. What a weird way to promote a new CD. And then yesterday, I came across this incredible story and realized, oh, crap. It's not the CD he was promoting. It's his life. And this is an incredible journey. And had to try and get in contact with Lance. And Lance joins us in studio now. Welcome to the show, man.
Hello, man. How you doing, Albuquerque?
I am so stoked you're here with us right now.
Man,
this is crazy.
I'm super excited to be here. This is it's a real privilege.
Now, for those who do not follow this new Facebook, facebook.com/IamFadingWest, or who don't know your story, dude, give us a little background. How did you get to Albuquerque? Who are you?
Well, it actually started... essentially started in Hawaii, as fate would have it. I was living in Hawaii, and I went through one of those seasons in life, you know, where, you know, you make some bad decisions, you make some choices, and you have to shoulder that responsibility.
Yeah.
And so I was married at the time, and due to these decisions and mistakes, we separated, and I flew back to Texas, where I'm originally from, and I started thinking, and I was, you know, praying about it, and I was thinking, I was like, man, what do I do now, you know?
Right.
And I cracked my Bible back open, which kind of sounds funny, should have been having the thing open the whole time.
Right.
But, you know, when we're flat on our back, there's only one way to look, and that's up. And the whole time, you know, God's not going to force himself on you. He's going to stand there right looking at you in the face and have his hand stretched out and like, yeah. Hey, bro, I'm right here. Like,
me and you, I mean, why not?
Right. And so pretty much I was like, you know, I got to do something. I have to get it out, like, what happened to me, and I got to make sure it doesn't happen to anyone else. I had a sense of urgency. And so, you know, I'm reading in the New Testament, and, you know, reading, you know, the guys that hung out with, you know, Jesus, man. And I think we don't talk about Jesus enough, you know, in ministry and when witnessing. We do an awesome job of talking about God. But talking about God to someone who doesn't understand him and doesn't, you know, follow religion, and maybe they're a little bit apprehensive. It's kind of like explaining the galaxy to a blind man. He's
right.
Like, what are you talking about? You know?
Right.
And so I said, you know, what better example to follow than Jesus? And I was reading, and you know, he walked. That's what he did, man. And he hung out with people. And when I say people, he didn't hang out with the high priest.
Right.
He hung out with the hookers yeah. and the robbers and the yeah. adulterers and the tax collectors. And you know, I was reading, you know, in Luke, and, you know, Jesus is out there preaching, right? And Zacchaeus is up in the tree. He's yeah. he wants to know what's going on, but he doesn't want to get too close because everyone hates him. And so Jesus gets done preaching, and he walks up to the tree, and he's like, Zacchaeus, come down and talk to me, man. Let's go dine. And so they go into Zacchaeus' home, and they have an olive or two or whatever they ate. And Jesus looks at him and says, Zacchaeus, salvation has come to your whole home today.
Yeah.
And why did he say whole home? He said whole home because Zacchaeus, the man, is the leader of his home. And so through Christ to Zacchaeus, and it flows to the home. And so that's his job. And so I said, okay, Lance, let's not make this about you. Let's make this about people, because people are what matter, and we neglect that so often.
Yeah.
So the first thing I did was I made the Facebook page, and I spilled my heart and my story. And my story starts with something like this, with sin.
Yeah.
And when I was 21 years old, I was living in sin and having sex outside of marriage, breaking one of the commandments, and lo and behold, tragedy strikes. Who would have thought, right? And
right.
So get my girlfriend pregnant. And, you know, which is a blessing, you know, God does all things well, you know, he's going to somehow, some way weave things together for good, always. God's never made a mistake, so why would he start with me? And so, lo and behold, like, she goes and she has an abortion behind my back. Man, it was heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. And not only was it heavy, the situation, she told me about it, get ready for a throwback here, on a MySpace message, if you guys if you guys can remember that.
Right.
And so I kind of, you know, if that wasn't bad enough, I made the situation worse. Like, I turned to alcohol, and I was, like, trying drugs and, like, just being a moron. And I woke up one day after about 4 months of this behavior, and I was like, bro, who are you? Like, what are you doing?
Right.
And next thing I did was I was kind of burned out going to school, and I just wanted a change of scenery. I was living in a town called Vernon, Texas, where the walk started about 500 miles east of here, and I started that Monday the 2nd of September. But so I joined the Navy, and while I was in Chicago, I met just the most incredible, beautiful, sweet human being. She was a South Carolina girl, you know, a real small town, and just total just sweetheart, you know, just everything that you'd want to take home to mom. And somehow she fell in love with me. I don't know how. It's kind of like, you know, tripping and ending up in a better position than you were to start with. And, you know, everything was good and everything was grand. And we were married on North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on August the 7th after a light rain. You know, it was during sunset, just beautiful. And so everything was just superb, man. It was
right.
Great. And we moved out to Hawaii. And it's in those seasons of life when everything is good and everything is grand that I think the devil, He says, "Hey, God, I've been roaming your land far and wide, and I see your servant Lance there. Let me tempt him." And you know, he did. And this is what he did. He came and he was like, "Hey, everything's good. Everything's fantastic. But what about that kid you lost? You can't fix that." And so I then went to a psychiatrist, which for me, that wasn't a good experience at all. I just needed someone to talk to, and I should have went to a pastor. But I went to a psychiatrist, and I got on a bunch of medications. I didn't even need just a whole cocktail, man. And next thing I know, like, it changed my personality. It changed my behavior. It made me, you know, withdrawn and introverted. And I was just not connecting with my wife at all. Like, I was being, you know, rude. I was being standoffish. I was being disrespectful. Just everything that God doesn't want you to be.
Right.
I was him, man. Like, yeah. I was the quintessential prodigal son of this time. And, I mean, you know, forgive my candidness here, but I was, like, I was going to the University of Hawaii. I was in their PsyD program, which is Doctorate of Clinical Psychology. And it started out just, you know, on Thursdays having a guys' night, which is, for all you married guys out there, the newlyweds, that's a bad idea. you're married for a reason, man. Hang up your shoes. And then this turns into, you know, going out and watching a ball game and having some wings on Thursday afternoon turns into Thursday evening, which subsequently turns into the wee hours of Friday morning. And, you know, here I was again partying. And then it just escalates. And next thing I know, I'm going to strip clubs. Like, dude, right. You have a gorgeous wife at home. But through all this, you know, this medication just makes me not care. Like, oh, everyone should feel sorry for me. Nothing's right. My fault. Baby me. Feel sorry for me.
Entitlement.
Right, right. Yeah, man. And so, you know, she put up with this behavior for a while. And, you know, she just kept, you know, just, hey, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. I woke up in the ER twice from, you know, taking this medication and drinking. Like,
right.
I go to school for this. I know what it's doing. But for some reason, I just didn't care. And so she finally got to the point. It was October of 2012. She just kind of looked me in the eye as she was crying. And she was like, you know, I think we need some time apart. You got to get things right. And had I been in the right frame of mind in that moment, I would have said, God, put some angels at this door, because we're going to work this thing out right now. Because I've never in my life seen someone with a broken leg, you know, like your marriage metaphorically, not put it in a cast.
Right.
You know, and I said, okay. And in that moment, I was like, all right, fine, I'll give you some space. You know, house 4,000 miles, so I flew back to Texas. And within a month, I had a moment of clarity right before I left, and I took all that medication I'd been taking, and I flushed it. So this next month was very, very trying for anyone out there listening. Do not do that. That is not a good idea. You can have a seizure. You can, you know, fall deathly sick. But, man, I was going through withdrawals, and I was just not sleeping, not eating. But in the midst of this brokenness, there's a Savior standing there. And he'd been standing there all along, but I wasn't reaching for him. You know, he's standing there looking at you with his arms outstretched, and he's like, come to me, come to me. But a lot of times, you know, in my life, I know it's true for a lot of people, you feel dirty and left out, and you don't feel worthy to accept this grace and accept this gift of forgiveness. And so it took me a while, and I remember I was reading, and I just had this moment where instead of Jesus being this figure in this book, I realized the man is alive.
Yeah.
And he is my friend. And I came across this verse in Exodus. It's Exodus 15:3. And it says, the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. And I never thought about him in that manner. He's sovereign. And he's forgiving. And he's loving. His name is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of heaven's hosts. But he's also a warrior who fights for his people. He wars for his people on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And why it spoke to me so, you know, just so profoundly is because it's the first song in the Bible. It's the song of Moses. And, you know, the Red Sea is parted and they cross, and then Pharaoh and his army have all drowned in the sea, and they get across and they immediately raise their hand in the air.
And they say, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. And I just had that moment. I was like, you know, he's fighting for me. So why don't I fight for myself? Why am I laying here feeling sorry for myself?
Right.
And so I began to work on a book. And initially it was called Tales of Woe. And it was pretty much just about everything that I had done in my life. You know, enough bad happens to us, folks. Why are we sabotaging ourselves?
Right.
And that's what I was doing. And I was kind of writing the book. And then I got to a point where I was accepted into Dallas Baptist University's Master's of Family and Marriage Therapy, ironically enough. and I was getting geared up and all ready to do that. And I was a student youth pastor. And I just felt God tugging at me. And this is not something I would do, people. Like, this is not... this is not the kind of guy I am. I'm the kind of guy who sits in his air-conditioned condo and
right.
likes to watch television and read a good book, you know. But I didn't know how it was going to work. I didn't know where I was going to sleep, what I was going to eat, how I was going to do it. But I knew God was there waiting on me. And so I made this Facebook page called I Am Fading West. And I laid it all out on the line, man. I didn't hide anything. You know, Scripture tells us, you know, therefore in Christ I am a new creation, the old me is past. And so why should I be ashamed of that person? Why not use that person that I despise and I hate more than anyone as an example and show, hey, this is where I was, this is where I am now, let me help you not get to that point.
Yeah.
And so made the Facebook page, kind of spilled my guts, and I pretty much laid it all out there for the people, and I said, hey, look, there are things in life that we all wish we could do again, we could try again, but more times than not, us alone, we're not capable of it. And so we carry these things around, and you know, most of the population in the world are visual learners. Statistics will show you that. And I thought, hey, how cool would it be for me of all people to be a symbol of Christ's love? You know, not love the noun, love the verb in right. action. And so I said, hey, I'm going to do what Jesus did. I'm going to walk and I'm going to hang out with the people. I'm not going to discriminate. Whoever comes to me, I'm going to accept them with love. I'm going to open my arms wide. I have met people with, you know, tons of money in the bank and a nice home and a nice car. And I've met folks that are living in what seems to be a trap house for drug usage.
Right.
But I'm not going to run away because that's what they're used to.
Right.
They're used to being shut out and they're used to being, you know, persecuted and pushed away. And what better ministry tool can you have than showing people love?
Yeah.
Always. And so I get to this point and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to take off. I'm going to do this. Here I go. And the first day, which was September the 2nd, you know, I started in Texas, man, and it was 100 degrees every day till I got out of that state.
Wow.
It was unbearable.
It's a big state. I don't know if you noticed. Texas is a pretty ginormous state.
Contrary to popular belief, it was. So, you know, I didn't know what kind of response this thing was going to have. I had some media coverage, you know, I did a couple of interviews with the televisions and... But next thing I know, I'm averaging 1,000 new likes a week. And I started to notice that when I was doing these updates on the page, when I would get close to a city, I would get flooded with emails.
Right.
Now, I'm constantly getting emails of people saying, hey, this is what I've been carrying, man. This is my story. This is my tragedy. You know, can you take it with you? And the reason why, you know, people are buying into this is, you know, we're visual learners and they're seeing me. I mean, struggle physically to do it. It's physically exhausting.
Yeah.
Emotionally, it's really tolling. But believe it or not, the worst part about it is the loneliness.
Right.
That's something I didn't prepare for. And so, you know, people are really buying into this. They're like, man, you're walking to the sea. You have all this time to think, all this time to be with the Lord and talk to him. Take my stuff with you too.
Yeah.
And so... I didn't expect such an outpouring. And, you know, for any of you listening that are on the website, I want to go ahead and say I'm sorry for not getting to you sooner. I, right at this moment, have about 1,500 stories so far.
Yeah.
It's just
pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It is. And that's what it's about, you know. Like, I did not expect to be in Albuquerque almost a whole week. But God works in such a way where he put me here, and I'm way ahead of schedule. I'm supposed to average 18 miles a day to get to Encinitas, California, on Moonlight Beach by November the 4th. When I got here, I was averaging almost 40 miles a day.
Wow.
And I don't know why that is. I don't. Like, you get out there, and I kind of fix my eyes on God, and everything else just kind of just falls to the sides. It falls to the wastelands. And, you know, you get out there, and you start thinking and focusing on these stories, these tragedies. Man, the things that people are sharing are so close to their heart and guarded. I don't know how many times an email started with, "I don't know why I'm telling you this, because I've never told anyone, but I trust you, and I feel like I'm supposed to do this." And let me tell you, man, rape and molestation and just the most awful, heinous things you can think of happen way more often than what I would have thought. I mean, right. I don't know about, you know, most people. You know, and those stories are hard, right? Like, that is, it's hard to carry those things. It's hard to think about them. But here recently, I've been getting the flip side. I've been getting the molester, and I've been getting the rapist.
Wow.
Say, man, I'm really buying into what you're doing, and I understand if you don't want to have anything to do with me and you push me away, but I would appreciate if you take this with you, because I can't take it anymore.
Wow.
And just let me, you know, open up by saying it is hard as a man to read another man say, you know, I molested a boy or I raped a boy. Man, that is heavy. But I have to just draw a deep breath, and I have to realize that God created us to love our neighbor. That's what we're created to do. Nothing else. Worship God, love our neighbor. It's what we're commanded to do. So it's God's job to make our neighbor holy, and it's our job to love our neighbor. And what we as a society do is we try to do God's job, and we neglect our own.
Yeah.
And we get in a lot of trouble that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so up to this point here in Albuquerque, just every day, man, it's just a whole new outpouring, a whole new outreach. Just people just spilling their hearts and, you know, just giving me so much love. Like, just an overabundance. Just, hey, I just want to meet with you. Can you just spare 5 minutes so I can just pray with you? I want to take a picture with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just end up, you know, bringing me water or bringing me, you know, a snack or just giving me a place to crash. Since I've been here, man, the host, I've been staying with Nick and Matthew, man. They're just phenomenal guys. And it's funny, they said something last night. You know, they said, "We started this by wanting to help you, but you have taught us so much just in this short amount of time and helped us more than you'll ever know." And it's just so humbling, because I don't look at myself that way. I feel like all I'm doing is I'm a symbol. You know, I'm just the symbol of, hey, you're giving me your stuff, and I'm carrying it with me. Like, that's all I view it as.
Right.
But here lately, I will say, man, it's getting emotionally tolling, and I'm getting really exhausted. I'm not sleeping. I'm thinking about this stuff so much, and I'm praying over it so much that it's becoming like breathing. Like, I have to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I can't stop. I can't shut it off. And, you know, it's funny. I have these moments, right, where I'm like, why are you doing this, Lance? You can just hop on a plane, go back to Dallas. No one's going to be mad at you. And then it's in those moments where I'll open up the email, and there'll just be this ostentatious, just terrible, terrible story. And this person just closes it by saying, "You have given me so much hope and so much courage that I can get up tomorrow, and it's going to be a new day, and I'm going to start over, and I'm going to do something awesome."
Yeah.
Like, that is the most incredible feeling in the world, is being told that you have affected someone's life in a positive way.
Right.
And, man, the coolest thing so far is realizing that whatever we do, whatever we go, whatever we achieve, no matter how much money we make, we all share the same destiny, and it's death.
Yeah.
And what's going to matter one day is when you're laying on your deathbed, did you love or did you push people away? And I can say that I've loved.
Yeah.
I can say that I've loved. And I started this out, man, and it was out of selfishness, to be honest with you. I was like, what if I do something so grandeur, my ex-wife sees this, and she's like, man, he really has changed, you know?
Right.
And
how can I prove that I've changed so that she'll take me back?
Right. And, right. Yeah. Well, what's funny, and man, the devil knows when to hit you. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
So since I've been here in Albuquerque, I got to go to the One Republic concert out at the San Diego Casino. I went to the fair. I got hooked up with a tattoo from Monisa at the Roadrunner Tattoo and Piercing Shop. And so, like, just an overabundance of love and joy and support mixed with people trusting me with their stories. And I was just having this really great day, and the enemy came and attacked me pretty heavy the night of the concert. I had posted an update, and it was an apology, a public apology to my ex-wife. And, man, the thing, it was shared over 10,000 times, according to my Facebook. And she sent me an email. I haven't told anyone this. She sent me an email, and it pretty much read, you know, don't put my name in anything anymore. Don't put my picture on anything. I've had like 1,000 friend requests and people trying to talk to me. She said, I don't care how far you walk. I'm going to deny you every time, and I'm never going to talk to you again. And it was in that moment where I realized, Lance, there's nothing you can do. You have to relinquish. And God kind of spoke to me. He was like, hey, your heart's in the right place. And it wasn't just applicable to my situation,
right,
but this is applicable to a lot of situations. Just because that you are in the right place and your heart is steadfast and you're relentlessly chasing after God, you're ready. He's not done working on the other person.
Yeah.
And the best advice I can give any of you single people out there, or, you know, thinking about getting married, or you're wondering why you don't have someone, run as fast as you can towards God. And when you get out of breath, stop and look around. And if someone kept up with you, shake their hand and introduce yourself. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, it's all about baggage and what I'm doing, man. It's ultimately about love, but it's everything underneath that umbrella of love, which is forgiveness and second chances and redemption.
Yeah.
And, you know, just being sovereign and being kind, you know, and peace and happiness, just all the things that God wants you to do. And I just urge people to keep sharing your stories. You know, if you have a prayer request, shoot it in. If you have, you know, some baggage you want to share, man, keep them coming, because I'm here to tell you, there's nothing you can tell me that I haven't heard.
Right.
And people are finding so much hope in this. I mean, just look at the page, man. It's just been really beautiful. And I did not expect such a huge following. And it's a community, man. It's really turned into a family, believe it or not.
Bingo!
Static Radio.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Oh, wait, are you talking to me?
Yeah, you. Because you, like, ran in here and now we're on air. So, hey!
It's good to be here.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Studio while you're at it.
Mitch, hanging out.
Yeah, I'm here.
Normally rocks 10 to 2.
It's true. I will be here until 2 as well.
Yes, you will.
So.
It's pretty awesome. And then we're going to be at the fair from 2 to 5.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to be here till like 1:50, and then I'm like.
Racing.
Racing.
Your time warp helicopter.
Yes, within speed limits to the state fair.
What a day, dude.
It's been great.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's our Facebook page.
That's where we're at.
Check out a link to I Am Fading West. We just had Lance in studio kicking it with us. Really? What a great story.
Yes.
And it's amazing because I keep saying, it's just such a great story. It's a pretty gnarly, terrible story to start, actually.
What a great story in progress.
Right, there you go. What a great story that God is writing currently. Because it starts with heartbreak and tragedy, but getting to hang out with Lance this morning, you can just see God pouring out of him, you know? So
what I loved about it is that he brought it back to, obviously, he kept bringing it back to Jesus, and then he talked about Peter a bit. And what I love about Peter is that, like, he denied, I don't like this about Peter, but he denied Christ, but Jesus predicted it.
Yeah.
And so one thing that was brought to my attention was Jesus upset with Peter? No.
Right.
He wasn't. He predicted it.
Right.
He's not going to predict it and be like, oh, you
wait,
what?
I'm shocked. Wait.
Excuse me?
Hold on. Time out, bro. Are you kidding?
So the creator of the universe of us is not disappointed in us. He just loves us.
505-338-3700. Now, of course, sometimes our actions are pretty lame and he still gets bummed out.
Well, obviously.
So it just isn't shocking to him.
Yes.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
That dude is cool.
Yes.
That dude is so inspiring because, you know, I'm gonna be honest, me and my wife have been going through some things, you know, because marriage ain't, it ain't easy.
Yeah, it's pretty
it's
difficult.
A roller coaster.
Yeah.
Some barrel rolls in there.
And when he said when you're flat on your back, you can only look up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do have to say that that's kind of what pushed me back into church.
Yeah.
Because, you know, without God, you think you're doing okay on your own.
Yeah.
You know, you think everything's good, you know, but there's just something about it when you're in that relationship with the Lord and you're in, you know, with other people that are, you're surrounding yourself with other people that love the Lord. Because, you know, I started not surrounding myself with people that, you know, didn't love the Lord, you know?
Right.
And it was just, you could just see little by little, I mean, you're going uphill when you're with Christ, but then when you're not, you just slowly start going downhill.
Yeah.
And dude, that dude really inspired me. I'm definitely going to be following him. And, you know, it's just, God is so good. And he's right on time. He's the slowest person to be right on time.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, yeah, man, I love that dude.
Yeah, pretty incredible story. Super inspiring. We will definitely be following Lance on his journey as he makes it all the way west. So,
yeah, man. I just want to call in. You guys rock. You guys are the shizzle. I love you guys, man. I love
you. We love you too.
Las Cruces, New Mexico. Shout out. Love it. All right, pool boy. Love that dude.
Yeah, cool guy.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Please don't play that Journey music. I can't even begin to tell you what I've learned today.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we still have a little time left of show,
saying,
right?
I'm just saying that I don't want to hear it eventually.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can't even.
Tough, because it's Team Awesome Morning Party, and that's what we do.
Fine.
It's what we do!
Fine.
Hey, speaking of fun, side note, City Harmonic, this Sunday night, Lobo Theater, going to be going down, worship show. Check it out. Details, mystaticradio.com. Get your tickets. Get ready for it.
And from what I hear, you really should find out the tickets. Because
dude, tickets are going very fast.
They're going very fast, but there is an amazing deal for the tickets. It's like $8 a ticket, but if you buy three, you get them for $20. So you're saving some cash.
Come on, how much cash are you saving?
Like $7.
Are you kidding me right now?
I don't know how much you're saving.
$4.
You're saving $4.
Eight times three is 24.
Okay, hey. Hey, mathematician.
Sorry. I have a 9-year-old that I helped do homework for, so that's how I knew.
Right. I haven't really thought about it. All I know is that you're saving money, and if you show up to the City Harmonic alone, I'm like, why? You're here alone?
Incredible. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Had a chance to catch up with Lance Adkins of
so cool.
I Am Fading West. Check out his story. Check everything out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Posted the link there. And as I said, we'll be following him out west while he is on his journey. He's going to be in the ABQ for a couple more days. So good stuff, dude. I love it. It is Pay It Forward Friday as well. We posted a few different stories up today. Interestingly enough, somehow the taxi cab story has been like the biggest one to jump onto.
Well, it's a good question.
As Lance was
saying. My dad even chimed in.
Honestly, bro, when you're talking, people want to talk about controversy. They want to talk about craziness. We posted a story about a homeless dude who found a backpack with $40,000 in it. And he is being set up quite nicely right now.
Yeah.
Another guy started a kind of like a Kickstarter program for him. They've raised over $130,000 for this homeless man. So that's the inspiring story, right? And then we have the story of a taxi driver, is our question of the day, who's trying to charge a mother who gave birth in the back of the taxi for the cleaning service, and does she need to pay for it? And we've been bombarded on Facebook with that
one. Can I read Daniel's comment?
Yeah,
he says,
you can read whatever you want.
Oh, good. Thank you. He says, she paid for a car, not a delivery room. So the question was, should she have to pay the cleanup fee?
Right.
And he says, she paid for a car, not a delivery room. She should pay. I had to pay to get my car interior detailed when my wife gave birth 2 years ago in the car at the airport exit.
No way!
So there you go. And then a bunch of people, including my father, say, shouldn't insurance cover that?
Ooh, that's a good comment.
A bunch of people.
A bunch.
Like tons.
Static. Hello. Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
It's the cab driver.
Hey, cab driver, are you in the bathroom?
I'm outside. I'm not even working. My wife's getting ready to have a baby, and we're borrowing my mother-in-law's car because my car broke down.
Oh,
whoa,
nice.
That doesn't work out for the cab driver.
Right? Well, it's not my cab, so I'm not going to charge your cleanup fee.
No, that's good.
Your question. You shouldn't charge a cleanup fee because as a cab driver, you're leasing that cab, so it's kind of your
responsibility.
You need yourself. We've had someone puke in my cab, and I'm like, oh, thank you.
And then you had to pay for it.
Well, yeah. I just go to use a shop vac.
Right.
I'm like, okay. Especially if she's giving, I don't know. That's all.
Right on. There you go. Cab driver. Expert opinion.
Yes.
It's very clear.
Well, yep. Cool.
Here's some exciting news. We're going to be broadcasting live today at the New Mexico State Fair.
You and me.
2 to 5, hanging out.
Yeah.
It's the end of Steve-O and Mitch there for a minute because coming up Monday, Mateo will be back.
Yeah, it's true.
He's out in Tejas rocking some shows with Five Iron Frenzy and House of Heroes, a band he plays
in. Cool like that.
Well, yeah. He plays bass in House of Heroes. So he'll be back on Monday.
That's exciting. So I think Samuel has the answer to all answers about this whole taxi thing.
Let's hear it.
He says, this is an instance of when you're right to something is wrong. If it was his car, he might have had a right to charge her a fee, but I think it was the wrong thing to do.
There you go. Okay. So. And sadly, in our culture right now, we've been talking about it throughout the week, we care more about being right than we care about showing love.
Yeah.
And so, as Lance was putting it this morning, love. I mean, that's it, love. Mm-hmm. And he's out there on the road sharing that love. And cab driver, boo. Lame. Not cool.
Lame. Oh, no, the music.
That's it for us. We're out.
Yeah, well, for you.
For me.
I'll
you have
here.
About 4 more hours, and you got to
yes,
get to state
I do.
Fair. You got a long day ahead of you.
Yeah, I do.
So, what have you learned today?
Well, that I still have 4 more hours. Learned that just now.
Yeah.
And I learned that God is good.
Yeah,
and
he's
amazing.
And he
provides. I wasn't able to ask this on air, but off air, I asked, hey, Lance, have you even gotten hungry on this trip? Like, he's traveled 500 miles from his home on foot. And he says not once has he gotten hungry or thirsty. Like, the Lord is providing. He has not had to worry at all.
It's
even
incredible.
With a broken foot.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude.
Or whatever it was.
Stress fractures.
Whatever. He couldn't walk.
Incredible story.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Find the link for everything there. Also, I learned today that there's a statewide water drive going on, and today's the last day. If you'd like information on that, Jeremiah Lovato is the contact for it. 934-3603. That's 934-3603. And they're getting water up to Colorado because the flooding has been so intense.
Yeah.
We've had so many crazy stories about what's going on with this with the flooding. And so,
and as was said earlier, all that water is contaminated, so they can't drink it. They can't bathe.
Dude.
There's babies and elderly people who can't fend for themselves, and they need this water.
Yeah. So the NMCD, the New Mexico Corrections Department, they're rocking flood relief. So bottled water drive.
111 Gold Avenue Southeast, today by 3.
There you go. All right. Well, that's it for us.
It's been good.
We are out. I am out. Mitch is in next by herself. And, of course, State Fair 2 to 5 today, our last day broadcasting live. So if you haven't gotten out to see us, go out there. We got some decals, some fun stuff.
Sounds good.
Until next time.
Until 2 p.m.
If you missed any part of the morning show, we podcast at mystaticradio.com/morning. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Bye.
It's Static.